Alex Wojcicki on the Rural Radio Network, and I'm attending the Fuel Ethanol Workshop in Omaha. And at the booth today, I'm talking with Mark Fashion, Global Sales Manager with Magayan. Now, Mark, can you tell me what this company is all about?
Sure. Magayan Biodiesel, what we'll do is we'll bolt on a biodiesel plant on the back end of an ethanol plant. Ethanol plants, for example, a 100 million gallon ethanol plant produces about 3 million gallons of corn oil as a byproduct. And usually they'll just sell that to the open market to biodiesel producers. But what we're touting is actually bolting on a biodiesel plant right on the end of their corn oil extraction so they can make biofuel, biodiesel, and ethanol at the same plant.
Now, I understand you gave a presentation today. What were some of the highlights of that presentation?
Yeah, the highlights of the presentation, basically, we build a biodiesel plant that doesn't have any glycerin byproducts. Most biodiesel processes will make 10% of their byproduct is glycerin. So if you're converting your corn oil, which is 20 or 30 cents a pound, into 10% of that into 10 cent a pound glycerin, you're actually downgrading some of your product. But what we do is we don't make any glycerin, so they have a 99% yield of biodiesel out of their corn oil.
How are your efforts affecting the ethanol industry as a whole?
Yeah, the ethanol industry has been looking at bolt-on biodiesel plants for many years, but it's usually been tabled to maybe expand their plants to larger capacities. But now the economics look right, where diesel prices are going up, biodiesel or gasoline prices are going up, the fuel prices are going up, and corn oil prices are going down. It might make more sense to keep it in-house, build their own biodiesel, and then sell it.
Looking to the future, what would you like to see from this company?
What I'd like to see is more plants installed into ethanol plants. We have a 3 million gallon plant per year standalone biodiesel plant in Isenning, Minnesota, and any ethanol plant is willing to come up. They can actually visit the plant and see that it's a real working technology. But my goal is to start installing these biodiesel bolt-ons into the ethanol industry for diversification. Ethanol plants, if they're just an ethanol plant, they've learned quickly that they've got to diversify into DDGs, into other products, if they're going to survive in this industry.
Well, I've got you here, Mark. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, just if you want to contact Magayan, we're at magayan.com, and you'd probably get a hold of me or one of my local sales reps, and we can walk you through either the plant in Isanti, go to the next step, maybe do some planning, see how much and how quickly you can do a return on investment to build a biodiesel plant on your ethanol plant.
One last question while I've got you here. What has been your favorite part of this workshop here?
Really doing my presentation. I got to actually speak in front of about 30 or 40 people about this is my passion, is the biodiesel side of the market. And it really makes sense. Ethanol plants are fuel plants, right? Why not build another fuel and diversify and have two fuels that they're making instead of one?
That's all certainly exciting. Well, that was Mark Fashion, Global Sales Manager with Magayan at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop here in Omaha. On the Rural Radio Network, I'm Alex Wojcicki reporting.